Shir Samach and Bava Kama continued, Aleph Nisan Hetov Shemim Gimel March 15, 1983, on Tuesday continued.
So the Rashi says, "I'm going to be tambal Hashem." So the way he takes it, for example, "Bishalom Nechtor, Umechtor Naps." The Balabei Apota, Uvimue, Balashem, Bishalom Nezecholei, Ubalabei Apota, Balabei Apota. In other words, so there is quite a divergence between what Rashi says here, whether it's Rashi is another version, another Madure, or it's Talmud of Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, between there is a divergence between what the Rashi Shite, the Tesis quotes, and Rashi Shite that is written here. So let's see now. So in other words, so according to the way Rashi says it here, so that means that Rabbon hold Talges in common. According to the Rashi's text here, that Rabbon hold the Gemara discusses Talges in common or Kules in common vis-à-vis Nos. The Gemara doesn't discuss that vis-à-vis the Rabbon. So according to the Rashi's text here, so the Rabbon Shite is that Rabbon hold Talges in common, not Kules in common. Because he says, "Shir shidokas chavir leveya bamrinam bitam, balashem nishalim levi, ubalabeya poter, mikisidei pile, uvimuet balabeya mishal, balashem nishalim chotzi." Why chotzi? If kule is in covet, it should be kule. The answer is, so according to Rashi's text here, the rabbonon hold palge is in covet. So if the rabbonon hold palge is in covet, so the most that the share of muet could pay is head, and the most that the share tam could pay is a fall. But the question is, the rest should it be paid by the Baladei or not? That has to do with the Shaila, whether we say Kolekli Shalom Nahayim Shalom Hidoch, or we don't say Kolekli Shalom Nahayim Shalom Hidoch. That's Rashi Shite. But Rashi Shite, the way it's quoted on this verse, so it says no. Gabish Pirik Kuntrasi Alim Rabban Tida Alim Rabban Nosim Pirik Apo Gabish Yer Shidavan Chavir Ndei Yerba Bitam Dibra Shem Shalom Echzo Ubala Bia Pot Al Mitolek Mishtal Mbala Shem Yerba Mishtal Mbala Shem Biafo Daf Shem Ben Mitzahez Upshite Din Gil Nim Psoi Kine Gidei Maru Nat Kam Shem Nei Let the Gil Se The Kitsi Se The Nas Mashma Mitolek Shem Shah Shem Yerba Yisim Kolaev. According to Rashi's text here, on the contrary, so the Sheir is not Isekolaezek, only Palgezek. But according to the Gils, the Teisez and Rashi, so the Rabbon hold that the Sheir is Kulezek, Shah Sheir is Isekolaezek, Ubalabeir is Isekloom. Because Rashi says, according to Rashi's Gils and Rashi, Rashi is saying that according to the Rabbon, so the Sheir Muet, So then the Balashia pays the whole thing. Because school is equal. And for the Shekhar, he cannot pay the whole thing because he only pays half damages. So he pays half again because school is equal. Mashlam Pirushi Shashir is equalized. Ubarabeya, so why is the Rabban saying that Bashir Mued, when the Balashia pays head damages, and that's it's Kuli Ezeke of the Balashia, so the Balabeya doesn't pay penny, why not? The answer is, the Balabeya in Isiku, in other words, Rabban holds that in view of the fact that one Shea pushed the other Shea into the Beya, so the Balabeya is not even considered a Mazi. He's not considered a Mazi. The Hezek was done completely by the Balash, by the Sheikh. Ubalabeir is a cool. He'll catch Sheikh Mued, Mishalim, and Sholem, Vitam Chotinez. Ulkach, Limotsim, and Medek, and Vitam, the Loimimimimim. So according to Rashi's Shite, the way Tesis was given us in Rashi. So the whole Raya, the Rabbon, how do we know that the Rabbon of Hamas and Hom, Kilekel, Mishtal, and Kilekel, when Mishtaun and Ido, how do we know that? From Sheir Tam, from Sheir Mued, we cannot deduce anything. Because in the case of Sheir Mued, So since the it's Kula Ezeki called, so the Balashaya pays the whole thing. So there is no problem with the question as to whether Kilekel Ishtaumun Mahai Ishtaum Hilach. But, Kapshir Tam, so true that Kula Ezeki called. But how much can the Balashaya Tam pay? Half. He doesn't pay more than half damages, even though it's Kula Ezeki called. And the other half, no one pays. So it's a raya that Rabbanu hold. Kilekel Ishtaumun Mahai, Loi Ishtaumun Hilach. The chilpir behedel kapu chil kapo vizol shemi. Avu rabonon, that's what Rashi says in so many words. So avu rabonon vosami korazim, and that's probably the reason as why the maram decided that this was not Rashi's loshim, but the Talmud of Rashi, because we could, if we are going to assume that this is also Rashi's loshim, but it's another madure, so in sheshen of Rasaporo, you should also have the other madure. So because of that, the Maram came to the conclusion that this is not in Rashi's Loshim. This is the Talmud of Rashi. It's not the Rayim Chachas. Maybe over there we don't have the Adam Adura, and here we have the Adam Adura. All right. We have the Chimpir, that the Nikamon to the Kapor, is a Rishen, Av Rabonu, was a Mikoraz, Visavre, the Barashaya, Kule, as a Kikor. Here come in way, Barashaya, Mishal, and the Kshore. Uvitam, Mishal, Kotzinez, Upau, the Barashaya, because of the Hey, Chetai. They gave him some kilometers away, and the Lim Shtaun Bala and Bailia could be town. Shemapsi Pauge, the Hosom, Mishum Shabir Yosa has a crowd. Abel Mishlomi, Shabosa also make as a king, like a Mishtaun and Maiden, Mishtaun Aboso. The alcohol has the steins in Siku, Haiku as he called it, Haiku as he called it. Kim Naska died in time before the Bukhok has carte. We call Habi Had Pound as he called it. Loma in Shalom Vitalum Ramosin, or Abeo Shosh Halokim, Daniel Machin Siku, Uvri Tamil or Lema, Kim Muhabapo. So according to Rashi Shite, the Rabbonon of Ramosin hold that the Balashay is the whole mask, and the Balabeo is no mask. So what is the raya? So how can the Gemara make an analogy between the Rabbonim's din in the case of Sheir Shabbos Chavir Leveir? So the Rabbonim say that even though he cannot collect in the case of Sheir Tam, the Nizek cannot collect more than he had from the Balashir Tam. So we do not say the other half he should collect from the Beir. So it follows, the Gemara is saying, that here, since he cannot collect, let's say, the 10 zoos from the Imam, so Mimele, he should collect the 10 zoos from the Boso, over and above 90 zoos from the Boso, what kind of an analogy is there? Over there, the Rabbonon, maybe the Rabbonon hold that Kilekel Ishtalum in the high is Mishtalum Idoch, as long as the Idoch is a Mazik. So in Mele here, maybe the Rabbonon will say, Rabbi is telling us a very big Chiddush, because we could say that according to the Rabbonon of Ramnosi, in the case of Flamim Sheiziku, so then, since both are Mazik, because the Sheikh couldn't go without the internals, so Mimele, both are Maziki. So Mimele, and he certainly couldn't collect the Eimer, and the Eimer is in Godeya Salke. So Mimele, maybe, Kilekel Mishtaume Mehai, is Mishtaume, Miboso, Mashainkin over there. The reason as to why the Rabbonim say Kilekel Mishtaume, Mibalasheya, the Balasheya is the Sheer Tam. So Mimele, he cannot collect from Balasheya more than a half. So he cannot collect the other half from the Balabir, because the Balabir is not a Mazi. So he's an innocent person. How can you impose liability upon a person who is not even a Mazi? Mashainkin here, the Balabos, the Chilek Aboso is a Mazi. True, the Chilek Eimam is a Mazi, but he cannot collect from the Chilek Eimam. And since he is a Mazi, so it's the responsibility of the Boso to collect. So what kind of a pshita is it? בואי גמור לגמור את הרבונון ביטעם משלום בלשי המחצו ובלשי הפותח דילמו ביטעם בלשי המשלום מחצו ובלשי המשלום מחצו ורבונון דאמלו בלשי הפותח היו ימועת. How do we know the Gemara know that according to the Rabbanon, so in the case of Tam, so the Balabeya doesn't have to pay? Why? Because the Rabbanon is saying that in Gimel, Balashir Chayim Balabeya Poter, maybe that vice has reference to the case of Imuet. So then, according to Rashi, by Imuet, so the Balashir pays the whole thing. So that's why the Balabeya is Poter. Masheiki Bashir Tam, when the Balashir cannot pay more than he had, that's the maximum that he can pay. So in the name, the Rabbanon will be made it. That the other half is paid by the Balabeya. So how does the Gemara know that the Rabbanon hold? So let him mishtalun in Mahal, lo mishtalun. So literally, the Rabbanon, the Amre, Balashir, Chayim, u Balabeya, Poter, Chayim, the Balashir, mishtalun, mechtso, bimoy, u Vitam, Rivi, u Balabeya, Poter, Lidamre, שלהתחיל לבחקוס ובי להלכיך לנוחו ממאיר יחסי לנוחו של השם אבו מחיר ומחפיר ונסי לבי פוטה ברבי. So when he says the Kodi Rabbon that say the Barashir Chayim הוא ברבי הפוטה, so it means that the Barashir is משל מחצו במועט וביתם he pays the B וברבי is פוטה לגמרי שלהתחיל לבחקוס ובי להלכיך לנוחו ממאיר. According to Rashi, so the reason is why the Balabeya is Poter is as Rashi says in Shir Shenorach, our space is quoted for Rashi's version, our Rabbon was a Mikorazer, Visavu the Barashir, Kumeleziki Kovit, was a Mikorazer. In other words, who is the Mazik? The Barashir is all Mazik, and the Balabeya is no Mazik. Because after all, what did Balabeya do? He didn't trip, he didn't fall in, as it called it. One share pushed the other share. So the Rabbon holds, the Rabbon holds, according to Rashi, that the Balabeya is no magic. No magic. No. According to the Reed, the Balabeya is also a magic. But the reason as to why the Balabeya is put there is because of his special Terzakosov. Vinokul Shomashir Chameya, Viloishia Pilua Achel. Not that he's no magic. It's a Ptur of Tashmoni. If there was Nifila of the Achel, if it was not a Meyo, so there is a Ptur of Tashmoni. But a mazik, he is. So we never read the Rabbanon down with Barashir Chayim and Barabir Poter. Chayim and Barashir, Mishal and Mechso Bimuez, Uvitam Rivir. Ubarabir Poter, Uvitam Rivir. So we feel like also there, so according to the Rivir. So even in the case of Ishir Muez, Shadar Hapschavir Rivir, so the Barashir is Chayim and Echotzi. The Barashir is Chayim and Echotzi. And the Dada, so no one pays because of the special Zakos. Ho Amino Kalek, we shall move Balabeya, we shall move Balashir. Abel got this through the Haiku as he called it, Haiku as he called it. So this is the Pshat of Raj of Faces, contrast to Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat, when Gemara says here, Kilekel Ishtalum Mahai, Ishtalum Mahai, so Gemara means, Kilekel Ishtalum Mehmi Balashir, so Loi Ishtalum Mehmi Balabeya. According to the Reed, Gemara says, Kip the Ayin Raya, from the Rabbon, Kip that they hold, Kilekel Ishtalum Mahai, Loi Ishtalum Mido, so it means, Kilekel Ishtalum Mehmi Balabeya, Loi Ishtalum Mehmi Balashir. Of course, Rashi couldn't explain that because we couldn't say, according to Rashi, "Kelechol ishtalum mi balabeya mishtalum mi balashir." Because according to Rashi, the balabeya is no mazik. It's not shayach to say "Kelechol ishtalum" from someone who is not a mazik. But according to the balabeya is a mazik. The balabeya is a mazik. But it's a special zirasakosu. It's a special zirasakosu that is part of tashlum. Now, we mentioned in Volokami many times that in Lo Yishmerenu, that when the Torah says Lo Yishmerenu, so there are two halachas mentioned Lo Yishmerenu. First of all, Lo Yishmerenu implies Echlif Hashemu, and another halacha that Lo Yishmerenu implies is that there is a nisel of negligence of Shir. Now, according to Rashi, that according to the Rabbanon, the Balabeya is no mazik. So that means in the case piece of shir shetoch habchadur ubeir. So not only that he is not mechuyev in the yodom, because the barabir is not mechuyev in the yodom, he is not even mechuyev in the shemayim, because he is no mazik. He is not even mechuyev in the yishmerenu of the aveir of yishmerenu. Mashin kine kompetence says a mazik he is, but it's a special zerasakosu. It's a special zerasakosu. So it's only a p'tur of tashmuyim, but a maziki is, and in the shemayim will be the chuye, but with the yodom it's a special p'tur. V'nofal shemosher v'chamei yavlo ishi apelu achirim, but he's in the yishmerenu, the maizaber of yishmerenu is in there, and it's mechuye in the shemayim, it's mechuye in the shemayim, but it's only a p'tur of tashmuyim. It's only two of the shunim. Doch auch hat er wuschen. Haam inon. Kirek wo ishtalu nimi balabei. Wo ishtalu nimi balashev. Ishtalu nimi balashev. He in view of the fact that the balabei is a mask. Even a kore kato. It's only two of the shunim. And with the shamayim. He is mechuyev the balabei. And he's mechuyev. But it's a two of the liodon. Especially for the sakotsu. But here we could say that in the case let's say in the case of the Sheir Amuel pushing Haber and Ubeya, so the Sheir is not a clear more than a head. So since there is one head that the Nizek has to be compensated, and since the Balabeir is a Mazik, but it's like Rishtalume from the Balabeir, because it's special to the Sakosu, so let the Balashei pay the other head. The Rabbanan say no, the Balashei pays only one head, and the Balabeir is in the Sakosu, he doesn't pay anything, even though he's a Mazik, so he still doesn't pay. So Mele, let the Rabbanan say that the Balashei should pay the whole damages by word and by time, because Gelekel Ishtalume Mahai, since we cannot collect, the Nizek cannot collect from the Balabeir anything, because of his special Zerasakosu, Pesel Zerasakosu, so let the Balasheir pay the rest. Why? Because that, if the one who says Gelekel Ishtalume Mahai Ishtalume, so what does it mean, Gelekel Ishtalume Mahai Ishtalume? It means that when a hezek is perpetrated by two partners, so each one is fully liable. He's fully liable. Because since he's a partner in the hezek, so he's fully liable. Now, for some reason, because of the special zakosu, the blabir is not liable, because of the special zakosu, but the mazik is. So mimele, kids. And the other one is his partner. So each partner should have. So if the one partner cannot pay for some reason, does not pay, so the male let the other partner pay. And still the Rabbanan say that in view of the fact that the Balabeya is poter, and the Balasheya only pays Chotzinezek or Revirnezek. So why doesn't the Balasheya pay the whole thing? So it's a raya that the Rabbanan hold Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai Lemishtalumim. That when two are partners in a Hezek, so they only pay pro rata. But they do not pay, one does not pay for the whole damage, even though one partner does not pay. So, what happened to you? Oh, I'm going to collect Ishtalum Balabeir, and Ishtalum Balasheir. Apo Gav Nisvirei, Hai Kule Ezei Kovet, Vahai, Upshidir in Gilem Song, Kenei Mureyen, Umay Kumash Mo Rabbe. Vim Tema, Minole, Yehobi Kamura, Abono Balasheir Chayev, Lad Hain Chayev Akeh. How does the Gemara know that all that the Braise says, Sheir Shidoch Es Haber Lubeya, so Balasheir Chayev Balabeir Potter. So, how does the Gemara know that when the Rabbanan say Balasheir Chayev, it means Balasheir Chayev Hefenezek by Mued, Revir Nezek by Tam, maybe it means Balasheir Chayev the whole Nezek, ויש להם אבי אבטוי רבון המיוסים לרבונות ותשלומי אשר אבו מפורש ומדוי פירשו שמה מנמד על המיוסים בקוד ראש את הברייסי is the price is spells it out שיש לו סבור את ביר ואשר חי ואפיר פותם רב נוסני יבוא אשר משלם יחצו ואביר משלם יחצו so bishlem e creation that the time came when he says ba sheikh hay he means also mechzo so we understand they understand as why he doesn't say how much because the gnosis spells out mechzo ba sheikh and in respect to the amount that the ba sheikh hay there is no machlokes between time came and gnosis but if we are going to say that when the Rabbonim say Baal Sheh Chayv it means Chayv Bikulei and Rabbonim spells out in the Braise Mechzo so why doesn't the Braise say Rabbonim Leimrim Baal Sheh Mechayv Kulei Baal Apira Poter so it's a Raya that when the Tanakame says Baal Sheh Chayv they mean exactly the same thing what Rabbonim means by Baal Sheh Chayv what does Rabbonim mean by Baal Sheh Chayv Mechzo so Tanakame also means Mechzo und die Pirscher, Schmammel Rabnosbo, wo ich die Wissen Chai Rabbonen hatte über Ascheia, habe ich Rabnosbo im Ema, den ich alle Elo Merzo. Sins Rabnosen doesn't say Elo Merzo, but Merzo, so it's a Reihe, that Rabnosen, that insofar as the extent of the liability of Ascheia is concerned, there is no machlekes between the Parakam and Rabnosen, and they both say the same thing. That the Baal Sheh pays the head, but the Machlokes sees in regard to the Baal Sheh. All right. Now, we have.
Shir Samach Aleph and Baba Kamel Gimel Nisan Hei Tov Shemem Gimel, March 17th, 1983, on Thursday.
In the Gemara, by Omar Ope, and we did not go over the second Roshi in Rash, Rosh 9. Now, we enter the Tesis, Yahweh Rabbonon, so in other words, so Tesis mentions another verse in Rashi. According to Maram, this Rashi, the text here, is not Rashi Roshi, it's the Talmud Rashi. But so, but according to Rashi, and according to Tesis, verse in Rashi here, so, Rashi says that when the Rabbonim say Vashir Shidoha V'Tabri Ravidei Shir Shidoha V'Tabri Ravidei so Balashir Chayev Balabir Pota so Rashi in Shir Shidoha V'Tabri and the Rashi takes the quotes here Rashi Gimel says that the Rabbonon has reference that the Rabbonon has reference to a Sheir Tam Sheir Shidoch HaVeshavir Levei so Bitam is Balashir Mishal Mechto U Balabir Potem so now the Sheir Tam so it's not Shayach to be the Chuyev more than he even if he did it in solo by himself he doesn't pay more than him. So in the case where he's Sheir is Eichel Chavir and Ideya, and there are two Shutfim, so the Baal Sheir Tam is Mishalom Mechto, Baal Adria Posha. So the Gemara says, Alme, Kilekel Mishtalum and Baal Sheir, Alme Mishtalum and Baal Adria. Vach Ofi Sheboi Mitzahet, Upshite Ben Gili, so the Mele, why does Rabbi have to tell us Chidesh? It's no Chidesh. It's an obvious thing according to the Rabbonon. We see the Rabbonon saying, Kilekel Mishtalum and Mahai, we Mishtalum and Mahai. How do we know that the Rabbonon hold Kilekel Mishtalum and Mahai, we Mishtalum and Mahai? Because, Vashir Shadrach Chavir Ali Bey, so the Rabbonon say, that Balashir Mishalei, Balashir Chayev, and Balashir Potter. And it means, Shir Tam Shadrach Chavir Ali Bey. Balashir Chayev Lechzo, he couldn't be Chayev more than Lechzo, and Baladei is Potter. So, but why don't we say, why don't we say, Kilekel Ishtalume, Mi Balashe, So leder balakayu pay vavogavshu b'mitzayin zik. So it's a raya that we do not say kilekel ishtalun in the high ishtalun in the high. So it's a double portion that in the case of flom cheziku he cannot be given from the inam. So the melee he's not given mipsom can negative melee mulin. So it's a double portion. So Balashir Chaye has reference the case of Ashir Tam. So Balashir Chaye Mechzo Ubalabeya is Potter. But in case of Shia Mu'ed, so the Balashir pays the whole thing. So the Raya is from Shia Tam. That the Rabbanon hold, Kilek Lishtalum in Mahai, Lom Ishtalum in Mahai. And what does it mean, Kilek Lishtalum in Mahai, Kilek Lishtalum in Balashir, Lom Ishtalum in Balabe? Mashman the Hushish Hashir is a Kurahede, Kubabe, and is a Klum. You can't share Mu'ed, you shall live in Sholem, you can't hot in Ezek, you can't live what's on Meda, tell him it's time to learn the Mu'ed, the Kurahede, the Rashi. You can't feel the head, you can't feel the Kapolo. Is a Rishina, who the Bono was a Mikoraz, and the Savi of Balashir Kurezeko, you can't be Mu'ed, Balashir, you shall live in Sholem, who the time you shall live hot in Ezek, who Paul the Mapsi, because of the Heel Kedayu thinking something of the Mu'ed, because according to Rashi, she came to Shoshanoga. So the reason is why the Rabbonim say that the Balabir is potea, because the Balabir is not even mazik, because the hezek was done by the Sheikh. So the Mele, how can we deduce from the Rabbonim that the Rabbonim hold that Kilekel Ishtalume mi Balashei Kilekel Ishtalume mahai loy mishtalume mi Yidoch? Because if we were going to assume that Kilekel Ishtalume mi hai is mishtalume mi Yidoch, so then the Balabeya should pay. But Rashi says that the Balabeya is not a mazik. So that's why we don't impose a liability upon a person who is not a mazik. Mashenkin here, so we certainly could say that since he cannot collect the whole Chotzinezek from the Boso, he should collect since he cannot collect from the Inan, from the Chilik Inan, so he should collect the whole Chotzinezek. Even the pro rata portion that is attributable to the Inan, so he should be able to collect it from the Boso. So why does Gemara say Pshita? Because when we had died, we didn't talk in the Ewed, we do in Shalom Balateya, Klum, Bitam, Shemapsi, Pauke, the Hoso, Mishimar, Beya, the Hoso has a cloud, Abu Bishlom, Shaposo, Hoso, Mikain has it, Kim Gleto, Shalom, and Eidam, Mishalom, and Aposo, Tal Koko, Sino, the Hashto, Shmai, and Shinziku, Halkule, and Dikove, Baikule, and Dikove, Kim Gosi, Kadai, Tay, 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 Dikol, Had, Had, Pauke, Zikove, Lom, and Shalom, Bitam, and Mosu, Balateya, Shish, Haloki, and Yisa, Mashiziku, who made Tam, it's based upon the Gemara in Sheshanogach. So the Gemara is the Kashe in explaining Rav Nosi. So the Gemara is the Kashe. Iboni say the Gemara is the Kashe. Vikosova. How Kulezikova. So why does the Balabeya say the Balabeya pays three fourths? So the Gemara gives the teretz that he could hold, Rav Nosson could hold Palgezikova. But then you ask if Palgezikova, why does the Balabeya pay more than half? Let the Nizek sustain the loss of one fourth? So the Gemara gives the teretz because Hoche Potsomale. Because of a high power gets over, that all gets over. Would the cash law of Balabir, Michel and Paul, and Balashir, Michel and Levi, Vido Hibe Nazi, Michel and Balashir and Balabir, are not the way the Bill has to. So it's only on the basis of that longness of a note to way the Bill has to pay. But here the Havan in the Maxi did not as yet know of the longness of a note to way the Bill has to pay. So maybe we have to say that according to the Maxi, we were forced to assume that it's Kula Ezekikov. That's the Kashi. Dalkoros Svirale, שניים שזיקו הייקו יזיקו והייקו זה קובד כי אם לא עושה כדאי תאיתם ונפילו ונפילו חשכחתי ויקו אחד ואחד פעם יזה קובד לא מנשאל לו אם ביטם נרדנוסים בלעבי השני שחלוקים גם יצא מה שהזיקים ובלי טעם אם אני לא אימא כי נמוך הבא פה ואין מנור לגמור את הרבונם ביטם נשאל לו בלעשי המחצו ובלעבי הפותח דיום ביטם בלעשי המשאל לו מחצו ובלעבי המשאל לו מחצו ורבונם גם לו בלעבי הפותח הרבים So, Mele Teisges rejects Rashi's Pshat. Gemira Luri, the Rabbonon de Amre Balashir Chayet Balabir Poter, Hane Balashir Mishalim Mechzo, Limued, Uvitam Revie, Ubalabir Poter, Ligamre, Shulchi Vakosu Beir, Elohecha Vinofal Mimele, Tichsi Vinofal Shomashir, Avo Vinachir Vinafir Meisidi Beir, Poter Balabir. So, now, it's where is it coming to Rashi? The reason is why. The Rabbonon, so on two points, Teisges Gari is Chirik and Rashi. First, according to Rashi, it's the reason as to why the Rabbonim say the Balabir is poter is because the Balabir is no mazik. Because the Balashayr is the mazik, he push Sheikh Haveir Aliveir, so the Balabir is no mazik. According to Teideri, the Rabbonim made the Balabir is a mazik. Even though the Hezek occurs as a result of one Sheikh pushing the other share into the bear. But if there hadn't been a bear, he couldn't have done that. So he couldn't have killed the other share. Only because of the fact that there was a bear into which it was possible to push a share. So the male and the barbarian is also a mazi. But why is the barbarian put there? Because of his special zakosu. So in other words, so he's put in the other. But in mazi he is, and in Shamayi, he is higher. Bin Yishamayim, so he is Chaye. So, he says, we need to read the Rabbonim Damo Balashir Chaye Balabir Potea Hayu Balashir Mishalim Echzo. So that's one point on which the Ri Yisrael Ka Rashi. In other words, where is according to Rashi? So the reason is why the Balabir according to the Rabbonim is Potea is because the Balabir is no Mazik according to the Ri, in Mazik he is, but he is Potea because of his special Zeras HaKosu. V'nofal shomo v'lo yishayatulu ha'achir. V'lo yishayatulu ha'achir. So, then he says, and then the other point on which is chilek is that where is according to Rashi? So when the Rabbonim say, balashir chayet u'balabir poter. So that means if the share is a share tam, so then the Sheir, the Balashir is higher than Nachzo, and the Balabir is Potea. So according to the Ri, the Rabbon of the Balashir is higher than Potea. High in Balashir, Mishalim Nachzo Bimue, Uvitam Rivi, Ubalabir Potea, Ligamresh, Levi Vakos of Beir, Lechonim of Onele, Tixim of Shama Sheir, Abu Khafir Mapir, Isim Beir, Potea Balabir, Boga Ochatrosh. Not the way Rashi explains it. Rashi, of course, couldn't explain it that way, directly Shalom and Balabeya and Shalom and Balashaya. Because according to Rashi, so the Balabeya is not even a mazik. But according to Ri, that he is a mazik. But it's a special Zeras HaKosu, that he is Pota. Because, ki binofal, vilo ishiyatu luachirin, so the question arises, but if the Rabbon had entertained this thought, that Kilekel Ishtalum and Mahai, in Ishtalum Midoch, so even though there is Ixeres HaKosu, Vinofal, Vilo Ishiyatu Lachirin, they still should say, but in the case where there is one half that is not paid, so let the Balabeya. So in the case where there is a half, where that is not paid to the Nizek. Why? Because the Balabeya there is Ixeres HaKosu, that the Balabeya is put there, so let the Balashaya pay. Vor Chorche Perushe, wo Amre Kelekel ist allum in Balabeya, wo nicht allum in Balashea. Aber gab die Svirlein, Haikule Ezeikova, wo Haikule Ezeikova. Now the question is, how does Jesus know that according to the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon hold Haikule Ezeikova, wo Haikule Ezeikova. Wie ist wenn er according to Ashes Pshat? So, there is a... So Jesus said the Raya. So Jesus said the Raya, because the Gemara that we give in the Vokame said that the Gemara is the Kashi. What does Rav Nosson hold? Does Rav Nosson hold that Kule Zekovat or Paude Zekovat? So the Gemara said in the Kashi, the Gemara said in the Kashi, Ikosovat, Hai Paude Zekovat, Hai Paude Zekovat, so Balabir Mishal in Paude, Balashe Revi, Vidoch Nive Mats. So why does the Balabeya pay three-fourths? So the Gemara mentioned the Teretz. No, that Rav Nosson could hold Paude Zekovat, be Paude Zekovat. But still, so then he has the Kashe, if Paude Zekovat, be Paude Zekovat, Mehicha Teise, should the Balabeya pay three-fourths? If Paude Zekovat, so he can only pay half, not three-fourths. The Teretz is because the Omalei, the Omalei, Balasheya, the Balabei, Ranotoroi, Bibiro Hashkirti. So it's only on the basis of the Svore of the Omalei, Balasheya, Balabei, Ranotoroi, Bibiro Hashkirti. But here, the Gemara did not as yet know of the Svore. So this is what the Tarzan says, in Boye Sim Rav Nosson, Hosomor, Balasheya, Balabei. But the Machin didn't even know as yet of the Londes, of Anotoroi Bibiro Hashkirtei. So in Meile, we are forced to say that Kule Ezekikov. That's all right according to Rashi's Pshat. But according to Tesis Pshat, that the Rabbonon who say, Balashe Chaye, Ubalabeya Potter, Hayu Balashe Mishal Umechzo Bimuel, Uvitam Revie, Ubalabeya Potter Ugamre. So that means, so the Gemara is deducing from Sheh Muev and from Sheh Tam that the Rabbonon hold Kilekel Ishtalun and Mahai Loi Mishtalun Nidoch. Because if the Rabbonon had held Kilekel Ishtalun and Mahai is Mishtalun and Nidoch, why did the Balasheya by Mu'ed pays only ahead, let us say Kilekel Ishtalum and Balabeya. So Kilekel Ishtalum and Balabeya. So is Mishtal and Balasheya, and let the Balasheya pay the whole thing. But after God this way, Haikule Zekova. So the question is, what's the raya that he holds Haikule Zekova? What's the raya that Haikule Zekova? So the raya is because the Gemara in the Havamim, said the Gemara in the Havamim did not as yet know of the longness of Anotoroi Bibiro Hashkirtei. So that is all right according to Rashi's Pshat. So the Maram Shif has that Kashi. The Maramshir, the Tesvis, the Ramask, the Alive the Rabbonon, the Alkoko Sirle, Hash the Schneim Shenziko Haiku Ezeki, King Losika Daiku, Pirush, the Fibish Yoga Zesa Sloro, Alkoko Ram Yossi, in Kay no one hacks his Pshito Amor, you were Rabbonon Amis Sirle Hoche, who made the Hoche and gave him the Psor, Hacker, Kitty the Kule Ezekova, Abu Mashikosa, the Russian Summer, Avogab the Sirle Haiku Ezeki, דאחרית כן בפשיטוס אין מוכר בספיר אלוהים רבונם הוכר רק הקופונים מקשה שפי הפשיט. So now it's, there is no hecher, because we could say that we have to say alimed de rabnos ma she'im ki nekom de rabonon. So there is no hecher. What Teisa says vorche perusho abino kelekel ishtalum in balabeya v'mishtalum in balasheya aval gav disvirelei haikume ezikova. So even though there is no hecher, in other words, there is only a hecher that according to the Hava Amin of the Gemore, so Reb Nosi had to say Haikum as a covet, not Paug as a covet, because the Makshi, the Hava Amin of the Gemore, did not know as yet of the Londes of the Omali, Balashemi, Balabei, Ranotibroi, the Birchashkirtei. So then we couldn't explain without the Londes of Ranotibroi, the Birchashkirtei, so we couldn't explain as why the Reb Nosi says that the Balasheya pays three-fourths more than a hecher, assuming that Paug is a hecher. So that we have to say according to Halamim in Gemara Alibid Rav Nosi, but Alibid Rabbonon Meilcha Teise. So the Maram Shiv says, since according to the Halamim of the Gemara we are forced to say that Reb Nosi agrees with the Svore of Kulezei Kovar, so Meilcha Teise we should be Mechadish in Machlekes between Reb Nosi and Rabbonon, and say that Rabbonon don't say Kulezei Kovar. If according to Reb Nosi, according to the Halamim of the Gemara, we have to say that Reb Nosi holds Kulezei Kovar, because if Reb Nosi would hold Paugezei Kovar, so how could Reb Nosi be Mechayev more than a head? He is only having mazik. So, on the basis of the Lomdes of Toroi the Biruch Hashkachte, so then we can explain Reb Nosi even on the basis of the Svore of Paugezei Kovar. But the Makshin didn't as yet know of the Lomdes of Ano Toroi the Biruch Hashkachte. So, in Mele, we could only explain Reb Nosi's din of paying three-fourths on the basis of Kulezei Kovar. That's a little bit Reb Nosi, but a little bit Alibe the Rabbonon Meilcha Teise, but still Teise says, Abba Gavdi still Haikule is in Kovar. In view of the fact that according to the Makshin, so Reb Nosi holds this war of Kule is in Kovar, Meilcha Teise, that the Rabbonon Achilik, we are not supposed to assume that there is an extra Machlekes between Reb Nosi and Rabbonon, except in the things that they are spelled out. The price doesn't spell out the machlekes between Reb Nosi and Rabbonon, between Reb Nosi and Rabbonon in regard to the question whether Kulezei Kovar or Paugezei Kovar. So since according to the Makshin we have to say that Reb Nosi holds Kulezei Kovar, so we have to assume that according to Rabbonon he also holds Kulezei Kovar, because Reb Nosi and Rabbonon are only chilek on the question as to whether the Balabeir is chayev or not. So the Reb Nosi doesn't learn out the droshe. V'nofal v'loi she'atulu achirim, and the Rabbonon do learn out the droshe. But except for that, Meilcha Teise, that there should be a machlekes, this is how the Maram Shiv explains the thesis. Avo gav distirle haikule zikola. In other words, because according to that, the Makshin didn't know as yet of the wrongness of Anotu Roya Bibiroch Hashkachte. So the Mele, he had to explain Reb Nosi's din, that the Balabeir has to pay three-fourths on the basis of the Svore of Kulezei Kovar. So the Mele, Minastam, the Rabbonon also hold Kulezei Kovar. So if it's Kulezei Kovar, so then the Rabbonon should say, Kim the lekel ishalumen balabeya, because of his special zerasakosu. So lishalei balasheya, and Rabbonon say ein mishalum balasheya. So it's a raya. Then Rabbonon hold the lekel ishalumen mahay loy mishalumen. All right. Abba gab disfilei hay kulezi kovad vay kulezi. Upshitin given ipsom kineged the raya. Upshitin given rov ipsom kineged the raya. Now then you ask monefshah. If the Makshin assume that the Rabbonon also agree with this word, just as Reb Nosi agreed with the svara of Kulei Zikovat. So the Rabbanim also agreed with the svara of Kulei Zikovat. So why do the Rabbanim say? Why do the Rabbanim say that if a Sheir HaMoed is Deichet Veshaver Libeir, so the Baal Sheir HaMoed pays a half? The Baal Sheir HaMoed pays a half? And at the other hand, so the Nizek sustains loss. But why? Because Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai, Loi Mishtalume Mahai, Loi Mishtalume Midoch. True, Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai, Loi Mishtalume Midoch. But if Rabbonon, together with Rabnosin, agrees with the Svore of Kule Zedikova, so we don't even have to resort to the Svore of Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai, Mishtalume Midoch. So granted that Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai, Loi Mishtalume Midoch, but Kule Zedikova. So he is a whole mazi. Let me pay without recourse to the longness of Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai, Mishtalume Midoch. Let him pay the whole thing. The answer is because the Makshin didn't know, the Makshin here didn't know of the longness of Anotoroi the Birochashkarte, but the longness of Shitvusoye Maya Handle. So the Makshin here did know. So the Mele, the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara Dachman Gimel, so the Gemara has the cash. Because of a palke zikova, so why should the balabeya pay three-fourths? So let it be maps, let it be sustainable. So then, Rabbi said, no, that Rabbi Nosson could agree with the svore of palke zikova, and he could agree with the svore of kule zikova. So he could agree with the svore of palke zikova. And the reason is why the Rav Nosson says Balabeya pays three-fourths is because of the svara of Anotoroi Vibura Hashkafe. And he could agree with the svara of Kule Zikikova. But then you ask, if Kule Zikikova, why does And why does the Balasheya pay by Tam, only Revia let him pay ahead? Because of the Svore of Shizvisoy Mahandel. So in other words, the Makshin here, that the Tibur, obviously did not yet know the longness of Anotoroye Bibil Hashkachte, but he did know the longness of the other Teretz in the Gemore of Shizvisoy Mahandel. So this is what the Makshin said. So, ברוך אורח תרושי, הוא אמר שלך להשתלו ממבלבי, ומשתלו ממבלשי. אף אגב, בסביל היי כול איזה יקוב עד מהי, why there is no אחר. But in view of the fact that the Makshi had to assume the svore of כול איזה יקוב עד, I'll leave it up nothing, so מן הסתם, we take it for granted, that the Rabbonon also agree that svore. So that's why this, the Rabbonon say, בלשי חייב חוצי נזק, and the Balabeyon is Potter. Balabeyon is Potter. Even though it's Kulezik Kovat. Now, if it's Kulezik Kovat, let him pay the whole Nezik, he's all Mazik, because of the Svore of Shifusoy Mayahandele. In other words, what does it mean, Shifusoy Mayahandele? If a person has a partner in perpetrating the Hezek, so he cannot, so mainly he becomes exempt from half of his liability. Even though by himself, he should be mechuyev the whole thing, but since he has a partner, the fact that he has a partner in perpetrating a hezek, that has to give him relief from half of his liability. But, so that's why the Balashei of the Mued, the Balashei of Mued pays only half. But, true that there is a loch of my Shutusoye Mahandale, and that gives him relief for half of his liability, for half of his liability. But if there is aloche, kilekel ishtalum en mahai, mishtalum nidoch, so let him pay the other half. After all, as far as his maisa hezek is concerned, it has the potential of being mechayevim full damages. But he gets relief for half damages because he has a power. Because of the aloche, should be so in my handle. But if the Rabbonon had adhered to the svore of Yerekel Ishtalum Mahai, Lishtalum Midoch, so in spite of the fact that he has a partner, since the partner cannot pay, let him pay the other half. And as far as his Maisa Hezek is concerned, so that has the potential to be Mechayevim, the whole Nezek. Because Kurezei Kikova, that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. So I'm not only to receive from Tesis, from this Tesis we see that according to Tesis, so the Gemara's kasha of Kilekin Ishtalum and Nidoch, Kilekin Ishtalum and Mahai, Ishtalum and Nidoch, is applies to the Aloche of Shifusoy Mayahandel. In other words, like this, he's Kulezikova. So Kulezikova, so he should be Mechuyev the whole damages. He's a Mazik. But, so in other words, his Maisa Hezek has the potential of being Mechayevim full damages. Because Kulezikova is a whole Mazik. But there is a Aloche of Shifusoy Mayahandel. In other words, it just isn't right that if a person has a partner in perpetrating the hezek, that he should not get relief for half of his full liability. True, that he has the potential to be keach. He has to be mechuyev full damages because he is a whole mazik. But he has a partner. So should be so in my handling. So on account of the fact that he has a partner, so that the fact that he has a partner in the hezek, so should give him relief for half of his liability. For half of his liability. So since we say that potentially he's mechuyev full damages, but he gets relief for half of the liability because of the lumpness of Shifusoy Mayahandeloch, so it's possible to say, so that's only Shayach if the partner can pay. But if the partner cannot pay, because of a special transaction, because we know Paul Veloisha to Luachili, so we may let, and it's cool as a problem. So the Keach, He has to pay full damages, but he gets relief from head damages because of Shetrisoi Mahanele, because he has a partner. So that's only Shayach if the partner can pay. But if the partner cannot pay because of his special transaction, whatever reason. So Mimele, let him pay. So, and Rabbanon say that he doesn't pay the other half, even though potential. He should be mechuyev the other half too, because it's kula ezekik of it. So we see that Rabbanon hold that kelekel ishtalum and mehai, kelekel ishtalum and mehai is loy mishtalme. Alright. Now, this is the essence of the svore of kelekel ishtalum and mehai, mishtalme nido, according to the Rebbe. Now, according to Rashi, the Rashi says that the Rashi is from Shiatam. So, what's the raya? The raya is because the Rabbanim say that by Shea Tam, so the Bala Shea pays a head, and the Bala Beya doesn't pay anything. Now, why doesn't the Bala Beya pay anything? Why doesn't the Bala Beya pay anything? Because, so Rashi says, Abu Rabbanim Basam Mikora Azer, Bisapra the Bala Shea Kumez Ekikora. Hilka. Bimuel Balashir Mishalim with the Sholem, Uvitan Mishalim Hotzinezek, Upalge Mars. So, the Gemara's Kashi is, Al Mikilekel Mishalim and Balashir, we Mishalim and Balabeya, the Apogab, Shebuim Zahezek. Now, Tisa says the Kashi, according to Rashi, that kelekel ishtalum in Mahai means kelekel ishtalum in Balasheya loy mishtalim mi Balabeya. So then it's a pshites that kelekel ishtalum in Meimel, so loy mishtalim in Boston. So his kashi is, what kind of an analogy is there? Over there, so we say kelekel ishtalum in Balasheya loy mishtalim Balabeya, because the Balabeya is not in Mazik. So that's a very strong kashi. That's a very strong kashe against Rashi. So how can the Gemara deduce from Rabbonon that Rabbonon hold kelekel ishtalum emahai loy mishtalum emido? Why? Because if we say kelekel ishtalum emahai is mishtalum emido, so then since he's not able to collect from the Balasheya the other head, so let him collect from the Balabeya. Why should he collect from the Balabeya? From the Balasheya he cannot collect the other half because he's a shell town. I mean, that's the maximum that he can pay. And the Balabeya is no mazik just because he cannot collect from the mazik more than he has. So because of that, he should collect from a third party. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So what is the pshat of Rashi? So in other words, obviously you have to say, otherwise Rashi doesn't make sense. Rashi doesn't say that the Balabeya is no mazik. He doesn't say. Rashi's loshin is Avo Rabbonon Bosam Mikora Azle Visadre Di Balashia Kure Ezeki Kora. So Rashi's not that Rashi's shite is that Rashi's shite is that the Balabeya is no mazik just because he fell into the Beya because the other Shia pushed this Shia into the Beya. No, but a mazik is. But when ordinarily when a shea falls into a bear, so what kind of a mazik is the Balabeya? That's the mazik of Uzak. So Mele, he's chayef for the mazik of Uzak also. But in this case, the Balabeya is still a mazik of Uzak. But in this case, the hezek was perpetrated by two mazik, by the Balasheya and the end by the Malabeya. Now, the role, there are two partners in the perpetration of the hezek. Now, but it's different roles. The role of the Balasheya who pushed the Sheikh Haver into the Beya, what kind of a role is it? It's a role of his. What is the role of the Balabeya? It's a role of Huzak. So Mimele, Rashi says, Yishesh Rebosapo, Avo Rabonon Bosam Kora Aze, Visabro Di Balashir, Kuli Ezeiki Kobo. Kuli Ezeiki Kobo. In other words, as I mentioned it before, in other words, sometimes there are two Mazikim, but one is the predominant Mazikim. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says in explaining the Rabonon. Rabbonon Bosam Kora Aze, in other words, the Balashir is a Mazik and the Balabir is a Mazik. But who is more of a Mazik? The Balashir has the role, plays the role of Hizik. The Balabir plays the role of Huza. True, it's not that the Balabir is no Mazik. Balabir is also a Mazik. But he is not the predominant Mazik. The Balashir is the predominant Mazik. So Mimele they say, Avo Rabbonon Bosam Kora Aze, Visavre de Balashir Kule Ezei Kikoma. Hilka Bibue Balashir Mishalim Lekshorem. He is the predominant Mazik. So Mimele, and in case of Mued, he pays the whole thing. In case of Tam, he also pays the whole thing. But Tam, the whole thing is Chotzin Ezei. So Mimele, the other Chotzi, he doesn't have to pay. But since he is, if he had help, so he says, Avrabon was Mikarazakar, Visabre Balashir Kumi Ezikova, Hilka. So he says, Aume Kileke Mishtaume, Mi Balashir, Lui Mishtaume Balabeya, Vahor Gavshe Boy Mitza Hezek. So, but if the Rabbonon had the help that Kileke Mishtaume Mahai is Mishtaume Mihido, so here too the Balabeya should pay the other head. True, Bosamikorazim doesn't mean the Balabeir is no Mazik. Bosamikorazim means that the Balashir is the predominant Mazik. So Mimele, since it's the predominant Mazik, so Mimele, the Balabeir doesn't have to pay. But in case of Tam, then the Balashir cannot pay more than her. That is whole Chiyuv Tashlumin her. So Mimele, if we say ki lekel ishtalumim hai, ishtalumim idoch, let the Balabeir pay the other head. And he's not an innocent person, he is a Mazik. But the Balashir has to pardon him, because he's a predominant Mazik. But in case of a Sheir Tam, so the other head, so it's not shayach to say that the Balashir should pardon him, that's beyond the maximum liability of the Balashir. So the Mimele let him pay because of Kilekel Ishtalmi Mehach Ishtalmi Midoch. That's the Kasha of us. Alright. So Abraham is still Haiku Ezekiel Haiku. She didn't give him so many of them. Umayko Masho Rabat. Alright. Vim Tema Minoli Dehode Kamra Bono Balashir Chayev. Chayev. Lav hayin chayra koi, ויש לי מה ביד את ליגי. רב נוסי ורבון מתשלום מאשר ירהבו לפורס. ומפיר ששמע בנמינו רב נוסי ביום. ואי דימיסם חי רבון את חקו בו אשר, הרו רב נוסי למימא דמישאו נחצו. So we went over this yesterday. אמרו תרוי בביר חשכח. ודאב כגבי בי לקומה. ומשאלי, אף אגב בכל חד וחד, כולי זה קומה. שייך לחלי בין שאלי בי מי טיימא. ומי הוא כאילו להיות הטיים ולתור דיבור חשכח ומוצאו למזבר נאמה לכל חד וחד פעם כאילו זה יקום לא, לא, it's that's why you take shit the reason is why the maxim assumed that the Rabbonon hold כאילו זה כקובד because according to the maxim swore who did not as yet know of the longest of anoto רואי בביר חשכח so then we have to explain Reb Nosson's thing exclusively on the basis of the Svore of Kulei Ezeki Kovat. So Mimele, since Reb Nosson had to hold Kulei Ezeki Kovat, Meicha Teisei the Rabbonon, Achilika Reb Nosson. But now the Gemara is mentioning the Lomdes of Tura B'boi Ashkachtei, so even Reb Nosson could agree with the Lomdes of Paul Gezeki Kovat. So certainly, according to Rabbonon, we can say Paul Gezeki Kovat. Now, Losh Nach, the second Losh, Lomdes. Losh nachher lo yitzricha libes mitzoron kenegel imareh. Di vadai geive mitzoron kenegel imareh. Di hai geive mitzoron di koma rabade api lochiri ko eimer umkoma. Di koporich yalibid rabonon amai ho amrino. Yalibid rabnosin pshite. Veloishe maitze, veloishe nika. די מסתברה, דה היי דה איץ די קומישן עלי, דה גמורה מסיך די מילסה די קומה, אין יגיב ממילו הם פורך, פשיט אימר מדבי הסאוטה, ועלו בו ישנו יום, מה אין יגיב ממילו די קומה, אין יגיב מוצרון כנגד אמרה. So in other words, the second washing is, the second washing, as a matter of fact, in the Kibetzes here, so there is a long tshuva from Rabbeis Goyen, and he is defending Rabbi Goyen's pshat against the Asogis by Rav Shmuel Hanogi and somebody else, and I'm very wrong. So Rabbi Goyen had the pshat of the second washing rash. The second washing rash. So in other words, according to Rashi's first washing, so Rabbi is saying, that he's not giving Psalm to make a beggar. Only the second motion. So Rabbi is saying on the contrary, just the reverse. That Shlomim Shinziku is given Psalm. The Imam, of course, he cannot be given. Imam is in the way of okay. But he collects the whole head damage from the Bosok, even the Chilek, the Provata Chilek, the Provata Chilek that is due to the Ema. To the Ema. So just the reverse. Oh, so he says, Moshnachel, it's the Holy Song in the Rey. The Vada Gilim Song in the Rey. The High Gilim Song, the Komara Vade, after the Chilek or Ema. We come out. Oh, so then the question is, so the Russian Agmori is a little strange. Pshite, Eimer Mimikotheya Salke, so, because the Makshin assumes that any given Eimer means, any given Eimer, he cannot collect the Eimer. He cannot grab, the Nizia cannot take away the Eimer. So, Moses says, Eimer Mimikotheya Salke, of course, he's not allowed. He's not allowed to take it away. It has to be Nikhtaran Mizbeya. Oitzriche, when Rabbi says, any given Eimer, he means, it's any given. The chilek that is due to the Eimer is not to be nigve from the Eimer, but is to be nigve from the boss. So, we tzricha to give him song in the Eimer that it is nigve from the boss. The chilek oimo, whether the chilek oimo means a fault, as Talmid Rabbi Peres says, or it means the provata, let's say the example I mentioned, if it is, let's say, if the shea, the shea of Shlomim has a weight of 100 pounds, and the weight of the chilek or eimer, let's say, and the weight of the chilek or eimer, so is, let's say, is if the weight of the chilek or eimer, let's say, is ten pounds. So it's a, the pro rata portion. So this is what the Gemara says. According to us, do all come a rabbi after the chilek eimer come. We kapori. So then the Gemara is kashe. We kapori. So what's the pshat in the Gemara Pshite? On the contrary, now according to the second version of Rashi, so Rabbi is saying that he is gave the chilek from the boss of the chilek that is due to the Eimer. So Mimele, so why Pshite on the contrary? So the Rashbo explains it. According to that Pshat, he alive the Rabbonon, Pshite de lo yhadekach. So certainly it's not so. Not Pshite de the Tiso. According to Rashi's first version, so when Gemara says Pshite, it's obviously true what Rabbi says. It's even unnecessary for Rabbi to tell us that it's such an obvious thing. But according to the second version, Yalibin Rabbonon, Pshite, obviously Rabbi's din is not sound. Because how does Rabbi say that he's given Psalm Kenegad Eimer? Ho Amre, Pshite, that he's not given Psalm Kenegad Eimer. Ho Amre, Kelechel Ishtalum Emahai, Loi Ishtalum Emahai. So why should it be given from the Poso or the Chilek HaYimel? So Pshite, that Rabbah's din is not true, is not sound. We are with the Rav Nosson. Homa, Tereke Mishtalum Mahai, Mishtalum Mahai, Mishtalum Mahai. So on the contrary, so it's Pshite, this is how the Rashi explains it. So Pshite, so Rabbah's din is a certainty. So it's, he doesn't even have to tell us that. Just the other way around. Because it is not. So Gemara says, Iboy is in Rav Nosson, Iboy is in Rabbon. Iboy is in Rabbonon. How many Rebbe prayed with him? When do we say, Yitalum in Mahal? Is Loi Mishtalum Ido? In other words, correctly, Mishtalum in Mibal Hashem. Is Loi Mishtalum in Balabay? Till you correctly, Mishtalum in Mibal Hashem. When Mishtalum, I mentioned that pshat. Even though that this pshat is different to regularly Shtalum and Balabeya and Shtalum Rasheya, because it just happens that all the Rishayim who accept the second Roshim of Rashi, they explain the Gemara's Kasha to regularly Shtalum and Balasheya, to regularly Shtalum and Mahari in the sense of to regularly Shtalum and Balasheya with Shtalum Balabeya. So he says, so Hanamile, when did Rabbanan say to regularly Shtalum and Balasheya? Is when Mishtal and Balabeya, because it's two separate mazikim, two kufim, and each one does it separately. He says it. The Balasheya did his hezek. The Balasheya says it consisted in the pushing, and the Baal and the Balabeya's hezek consisted in digging the Beya. So it's two separate mazikim, two separate kufim, two separate agencies, and each one has a different role, serves a different role. Mashenke. So then we say, the Rabbanan say, just because one mazik cannot pay, so because of that, the other mazik should pay, even though he is a mazik. But after all, he's not the predominant mazik. So Menele, he said, I want to say, Kelecho Yishtalum in Mahal, Loi Yishtalum Ido. Masheinke, Abu Mechad Gufe, here, it's not two Maziki. It's not that there is a Maise Hezek done by the Koso, and the Maise Hezek done by the Emel. I mean, it's one Sheya. And the life of the Sheya is due to the Koso and the Emel. So it's one Masik and one Maise Hezek. But they are two. There is the Chilek HaEmel and the Chilek HaKoso. So Mimele, so he has to collect from the Mazik, and it's one Mazik. So he cannot collect the whole head damages from the Emel, so he has to collect the whole thing, even the Chilek HaEmel, he has to collect from the Boso. And then he says, if we say Rav Nosson, Hosom Domini Balasheya Le Balabeya, I'm not to worry the Biro Hashkachte, my Lesser Ishtalum and Meheich, Mishtalmine Minoch. So in other words, what was the Kasha of Gemore? It's a Pshite, it's a certainty, according to Rav Nosson that he's giving there. So we can say, no, it's not such a Pshite, because we could argue that over there, we say, because I'm not to worry the Biro Hashkachte, because the Beir is the ultimate source of the Hezek. So that's why we say Kelekel Shalom Mahar Ishtal Mino. Mashenkin here, he's not the ultimate. The Boso is not the ultimate. I mean, the ultimate source of the Hezek. The Emel is just as responsible as the Boso. Without the Emel, the Sheya couldn't perpetrate the Hezek. So Mimele, we could argue that he could not collect from the Boso. So come on.
Shir Sam of Bezen Bava Kama, Vav Nisan, Hey Tav Shemem Gimel, March 20th, 1983, on Sunday.
Isi Goren was the son of Rapsadi Goren, I understand. So, that's why he's mentioned in history. He was the son of Rapsadi Goren, and he defends Rabbi Goren. Rabbi Goren was at the end of the Gaining Era, and it seems that when Rabbi Zigon wrote that, his defense of Rav Eichlin against the Asogas by Rav Shmuel Hanovi. So Rav Nisi Goyen was many years beyond 100 years. He was probably 110 years old or more. So he's defending Rav Eichlin against the Asogas by Rav Shmuel Hanovi. Now, it's very confusing, this Rav Nisi Goyen. I don't know whether you try to go through it, but it's very confusing. So, but the gist of the whole thing, of this discussion, this is going to be going out. So the Rav Halgoyen explained the Gemara in accordance with Rashi's second version. So then the question is, how does he explain this Gemara? Now let's see inside the Gemara. Shlomim sheiziku gilam psoron omar babe, except that here the deal say omar robe. It doesn't make any difference. Not rababe, but omar robe. Shlomim sheiziku gilam psoron v'ni gilam mirei. Pshite, eimam ni gobeya salki. Lo yitzvicha le gilam psoron kenegedeha. In other words, the halan of Gemara was that what is the chiddush by Robe, by Rababe, the fact that he cannot collect from the Ina. So the Gemara says that's self-evident. I mean, it goes without saying, how can he collect from the Ina? He's not allowed to collect from the Ina. It's Lugoveya Salki. So the Gemara says, no. The chiddush by Rababe, by Robe is that while he cannot collect from the Inam themselves, but he collects from the Bosa, the portion, the Chilek, attributable to the Inam. The Chilek attributable to the Inam. Now, what is the Chilek attributable to the Inam? So at that point, we have the Machlikas between Rashi, Talmid, Rambam, and Peret. That's another question. But this is the Pshat of the second version. And that's the Pshat of Rabbi Goyen. In other words, in the example I mentioned last time, suppose according to the weight of the behemoth, so the chilik o'eimam is, let's say, is 20 zuz, it's 20 zuz, or let's say it's 10 zuz, and it's 10 zuz, and then the hezek is 200 zuz, and so chotzin hezek, we are dealing with the shetam, is 100 zuz. So the chilek o'eimam, the prorata share of the chilek o'eimam is 10 zuz. So according to the first version of Rashi, he collects 90 zuz from the Sheya, from the Bosa, and the 10 other zoos, he cannot collect from the Bosa. So the Nizek loses the 10 zoos. That's his loss. According to Talmid Rav and Peretz, so we do not apportion it on a pro rata basis, but we say, in view of the fact that the Sheya Shel Shlomim wouldn't be able to live without Eimam. Without, if you take out the internals from the Sheya, wouldn't be able to live. So melee, the internals, even though, as far as the monetary value is concerned, so the internals only constitute, let's say, 10% of the value, of the value of the share, only 10%. So, but the chilek o'eimam was just as important in enabling the share to live and to be negeach as much as the chilek abosa. So, according to Talmid Rabbi Peretz, so in other words, since the hezek was 200 zuz, and the value of the sheya, let's say, is the value of the sheya is, let's say, is a 100 zuz, is 100 zuz. In other words, let's say sheya shovim masai, שנוגע שיר שום מסיים ואין ולא שווה כלום. So במילא the hefsed the hezek is 200 zuz, but a tam pays only chotzi nesek, so it's 100 zuz. So it's 100 zuz. So b'meile, so that means that 90 zuz he's given from the boso, and the 10 zuz, so the nizek loses. According to Talmid Rabban Peretz, so we attribute 50 zuz to the chilek aboso and 50 zuz to the chilek hoima. So this is the first lashon of Rashi. Then according to the second lashon of Rashi, so he can collect the whole 100 zuz, but he collects the 100 zuz from the chilek aboso. So the Gemara has the cash. So the pshat is pshite that it's not so. Certainly not true. So he shouldn't be able to collect the chilek, the whole 100 zuz from the chilek abos. We are living the rabnosen. How am I collecting ishtalum in mahai? Mishtalum in mahai. So it's a pshites that the din is like that, just the other way. The kashes of the Gemara is just the antithesis of what the kashes are according to Rashi's first lashon. So how many questions do we still have? So the Gemara says, "Iboi yisei merabnosen, iboi yisei merabonon, iboi yisei merabonon, hamemile bitreigo." So in other words, the Trov is din, Rabab is din, can accord with Rabbon. But you ask the Kashi. But according to Rabbonon, so he say, he kelekel ishtal memahai. He is loy mishtal memahai. So why does he say, kelekel ishtal memahimah? He is mishtal memiboso. Han mile bitrei gufe. When the Rabbonon say, kelekel ishtal memahai, loy mishtal memahai, when there are two agents who are mazik, two agents who are mazik, like the Sheir and the Beria. So then the Rabbonon say, Kelekel Ishtalume Mahai. So is loy Kelekel Ishtalume Mibal Asheir Loi Mishtalume Balabe Loi Mishtalume Balabe. Avo Bechadgufe, here it's not two agents who are maziki. It's one agent who is mazik. The Sheir is mazik. It's different as Eikin, different mice as Eikin, different pshiyas. It's the pshiyas of not watching the Sheir. And the Sheir as a unit god. The Bosor and the Eimel together, it's one organism. So Mimele, Abul Chadgufe, Motzomale, Mikol Eichadibine, Mishalmine, after all. So the Nizek can say to the Baal, Hasheir, Hashlomim, Sheiziku, after all, you are mechuyev, you are negligent for not watching that chair. And that chair committed, perpetrated one maisezek, not two maisezekes. So the mele, you owe me so and so. So I'll collect it from whatever part of the chair. The chair is a mazik. So I can't collect anything from the imam. I'll collect everything from the boss. I mean, so that's very simple. Iboy is saying Rabnos. Now, according to Rabnosen, so the kashas in the Gemara was, so it goes without saying that he's given. So why does Rabbi Rababe have to tell us that? It's a Gemara Pashut. So, Iboy is saying Rabnos. The reason is why he has to tell us that is because if he wouldn't tell us, so I could say, Ho somudom li balasheya, li balabeni ranotiroi bibiro chashkachte. Mai dileste li shtalume meheich, mishtalamine minoch. Mishtalamine minoch. So, thank you.
So it's a very strange way he explains it. So he says, the Gemara says, "Via libid Rav Nosson ha'omar kilekel ishtalu mehai mishtal mehai." So the kashi is not. So it's such a pshikas. Why does Rababe have to tell us it? But the kashi is via libid Rav Nosson ha'omar kilekel ishtalu mehai mishtal mehai. So Bashaya Mued Aloch is that the Shea pays half in Ezek and the Balabeya pays half in Ezek. And Bashaya Tam, so the Shea pays Erivi and Ezek, and the Balabeya pays, according to Rav Nosson, 3/4 of the Ezek. So, but suppose for some reason the Balashaya cannot pay the whole Chotzin Ezek. For some reason, the Balasheya cannot pay the whole Chotzin Ezek. Let's say the Balasheya is a kohen. I mean, he doesn't spell it out, but for some reason, the Balasheya cannot pay. Or let's say he's a poor man, he has no nechosim. So then, even Rav Nosson will be made it, that he cannot collect the other half from the Balasheya, or Mued, or the fourth, from the other half that should be paid by the Balasheya. He cannot collect it from the Balabeya. Suppose the Balasheya shares a dog as Haver Lebeya, and the Balasheya is a kohen, or the Balasheya is a poor man, he has no nechosim whatsoever. So he's mechuyev to pay half, and the Balabeya half. Suppose the Balasheya can't pay because Al Pedini doesn't have to pay because he's a cotton, or because he's a poor man, he has no nechosim. So then, even Rav Nosson will be made. Even Rav Nosson will be made that the Nizek cannot collect the half that is due from the Balasheya to collect it from the Balabeya, or the fourth that is due from the Balasheya to collect it from the Balabeya. And here, so we should say that after all, they are both equal mazikim. The chilek aboso is a mazik, and the chilek eivel is a mazik. The chilek eivel should be treated like a poor person. He can't collect from the chilek eivel. So even Rav Nosson, who says chilekel ishtalu mehai mishtal mehai, so he only has to pay the half that is his chilek. But the head that is the Balasheya's chilek, even if the Balasheya for some reason does not pay, because he's not his potter of paying, because he's a cotton, or because he's a poor man, he has no nechosim, so Bezdin will not collect from the Balabeya the other head that should be due from the Balasheya. So here too, there is a chilek einam, that the chilek einam should pay, but the chilek einam is a poor person. The chilek einam, he can't collect. So, because it's lebaveya salke, lebaveya salke. Still, he says he collects that from the chilek aboso. But over there, so there's the kasha of the gemara. There's the kasha of the gemara. Vila the Rav Nosson ha'omar kilek mishtal mehai, mishtal mehai. So what does it mean, mishtal mehai? Mishtal mehai. That was the shakel retaliate. So between Rav Shmuel Hanogid and Rabbi Goyen, because Rav Shmuel Hanogid thought that Rabbi Goyen explains the Gemara Kasha via Lubid Rav Nosson Oma Kilek Lishtalun Mahai Lishtalun Mahai. So it's a pshites that Shlomim Sheiziku is given Mitzvah Keneged Chelek Einam. But Rabbi Goin told me, no, this is not how I explain the Kasha of the Gemara, because to say that the Gemara's Kasha is, we are living in Rav Nosson Oma, Kolekim Shalom Mahai, Mishalom Mahai, first of all, the Gemara doesn't say, so the Gemara should say Pshite here, you see. And then, what kind of a Kasha is it? After all, the Din is true, so what kind of a Kasha? But Rabbi Goin said to Rav Shmuel Anogi, no, the Kasha of the Gemara is, we are living in Rav Nosson. So, even according to Rav Nosson, we shouldn't say, Shlomim Sheiziku gave him Ipsom Keneket Chelikim Reyem. Because, Ho'oma Keneket Rishalun Mahai Mishalun Mahai. What does it mean, Keneket Rishalun Mahai Mishalun Mahai? Bishay Amuet. So the Balabeya pays ahead, and the Balashay Amuet pays ahead, Bishay Atam. So the Balabeya pays 3/4, and the Balashay Atam pays 1/4. So, this is what he pays. But of the chilek one half or the 1/4 that is due from the Balasheya, suppose the Balasheya cannot pay it, so the Blabeya, it cannot be imposed upon the Blabeya. So here too, here the Atumaziki in the chilek Oimel and the chilek Haboso. The chilek Haboso cannot pay. Why? Because he can't take it. It's Lugabeya Salki. So it's like the half of the Sheyamuet, where the Bala Sheyamuet is a poor person. You cannot collect from him. So that half you cannot collect from the Balabeya. Why here do you collect from the Balabeya? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Iboyi Sein Rab Nosson, Hosom Domalei Bala Sheya Le Balabeya, Ano Turoye Bibiro Hashtachte, My Gelestle Ashtum and Heir. So, Mishtaun and Minoch. So look at the Russian how Rav Deitzi Goyen mentions the Pshat by Rav Tam. So, oh, Peirush, she Rav Nosson, that's towards the end, the last few lines, on page 50, the first column. Peirush, she Rav Nosson, any Peter is Balabeya ma'achot in edek shal Asheya, elu mitam she Balabeya yochlitei, she Asheya hu she yizik, vihu, שדוחפס חביר לבייה ומרדין היו שיהיה בלבייה פוטו לגמרי משום רבונום ואומנום רבנו סלחיה ויסבחות שנזק ולפשפלשי יוכלים עלי אנו תורוי בבילך השכחתי והוא מחיה ויסמיתי מזו החות שנזק according to Rashi's Pshat, Rashi's first lotion, so the Pshat in the Gemara is Domali Balashel Balabeya no Tiroy Bibil Hashkarte. My Lester is Talmud Mahayach Mishtal Minoch, and the country that the Balabeya is the predominant Mazik. The predominant Mazik. According to Rabbi Goyim Pshat, so actually, Rav Nosson should agree with the Rabbana. That in view of the fact that the Sheya pushed the Sheya Chavera into the Beya, so who is the predominant Mazik and the main Mazik? The Sheya, if not for the Maisa Hezek, for the done by the Sheya, so the Sheya wouldn't have fallen into the Beya. So the predominant Mazik is the Balasheya. Is the Balasheya. So actually we should say the Balabeya should be Potaligamba. But Rav Nosson says, and that's exactly the reason as to why the Rabbanan say the Balabeya is Potaligamba. Because the predominant Mazik is the Balasheya. But Rav Nosson says, no, even though the predominant Mazik is the Balasheya, not the Balabeya, just the opposite of Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat, so the Pshat is that even if we say that generally speaking, so it's high power gezikikovat, but in the case of